This newsletter was published on the 15th of March. The dilemma is read by me, Emma Beevor, and the reply was written by Madison Griffiths and is read by Sahani Gunatilika. Dilemma. He thinks family planning is a woman's job. I'm facing a delicate issue in my relationship and would love your guidance on how I should navigate it. I'm 34 years old and have been in a committed relationship with my 32-year-old boyfriend for 2.5 years. We live together and share a love of travel. Things are good. Only when I've recently tried to have a serious conversation with him about trying for a family, I've been met with dismissiveness and a fear on his part. I've tried to communicate the urgency of the matter, explaining that, as a woman, my biological clock is ticking and decisions need to be made. He says he wants to buy a home before we try for kids, but it goes beyond that too. When it came to whether we spend some of our savings on one last grand trip or invest in freezing my eggs, a similar cost, we opted for the trip. We're now about to head off for a 4-week holiday around Canada and America later this month, and he agreed we'd start trying to conceive while we're away. However, he still meets the topic with so much awkwardness, which is making me feel slightly unsupported and flat about this next step. As a financial planner, I know that he's practical and sensible by nature, but I'm still struggling to comprehend his hesitancy to embrace this next chapter of our lives. Moreover, his lack of interest in understanding women's reproductive systems and the concept of egg expiry feels incredibly frustrating, almost like a manifestation of toxic masculinity or patriarchy. He says he doesn't need to know about it, and why should he? Which makes me question if he's ready to grow up and fully commit to building a family together. I'm at a crossroads, torn between my eagerness to start a family and his apparent reluctance. I thought I found the one, but the situation has left me feeling disheartened and uncertain about our future.
It seems there are two elephants in the room here. The first big doozy is that it doesn't seem as if your partner is that thrilled about the prospect of parenting, even just in general. Obviously, I'm not privy to all of your conversations, but you've described to me a man who seems disinclined to steer his life towards starting a family, and who, when made to talk all things babies, gets awkward. If he wasn't ready yet, but had done a stellar job reassuring you that one day he would be, I don't necessarily think these question marks would feel as daunting. It strikes me that he was sitting on a goldmine of an opportunity back when you two had entertained the idea of traveling again or not. There was no more opportune time than that to express a care for your joint future, a gesture that would have communicated, I may not be ready to become a parent right now, but I'm ready to commit, at least financially, to a future family. I want to ask you, if he had jumped for joy at the idea of investing in egg freezing, would you have preferred to have spent your money on that rather than traveling again? If the answer is yes, I think the two of you need to have a big, hard chat. As for the second big doozy, he has proven that he is responsible, orderly, and systematic in how he lives. But no amount of financial dependability can make up for the misogyny that lives in his claim that he doesn't know about your reproductive health, nor does he care to learn. I find this a particularly frustrating statement to make, given he is sitting on an iceberg of reproductive demands. By that, I mean nothing really has been expected of him yet. Does he imagine if or when you fall pregnant that all of your toils and troubles will fall squarely on your shoulders and yours alone? His journey, if you decide to embark on it with him, is just beginning. This mindset has all the hallmarks of a man who presumes he is babysitting whenever he cares for his child, rather than simply parenting. It feeds into an inequitable, disempowering power imbalance that requires active and willing participation to disrupt. If he isn't willing to Google what is involved in egg freezing, I fear he doesn't have the care to reckon with all the hurdles of conceiving, pregnancy, birth, and parenting that can so easily become a one-sided labor. For your own sake, I think it's time you have a heart-to-heart with yourself about what you want and need. I can hear it in you, a clear, honest readiness to start a family. I want your enthusiasm to be met with equal gusto. Actions speak louder than words, but it seems, sweet reader, that he isn't even uttering the words.
Hello guys, Mish here. I am the co-founder of Shameless Media. Thank you so much for giving us your ears and your mind and your time. We're so grateful. If you enjoy the stuff that we produce, may I recommend our brand new podcast, Style-ish. Stylish, if you want to say it quickly. Style-ish, if you want to take the long way through. It is our podcast for all things fashion, brand, business, and beauty. If that is in your wheelhouse, if you care about style content, you will love this show. It is, of course, more than just a show as well. It is a newsletter. It is an Instagram feed. It is a TikTok account. There is so much good stuff going out on Stylish every single day, starting now. So in your favorite app, search for Style-ish. Give it a listen, give it a follow. We are an independent media company and we would be so, so grateful for all your support. That's all for me, guys. Check out Stylish and have a good one.